just one, just wanting to to mention that usually we have usually as the you see there's this concept that there's this concept that only one has disease. Only one has disease, then you see, then I see one is going to experience you see, then that person is going to experience death. there's usually the kind of concept that only one gets you see, only one gets cancer or AIDS, something. then only you die, kind of, you see. Then kind of associated more, the thought is more, the concept is more with death. otherwise, not related, not connected with the death. what I want to make is that even today, even today, you see, there's so many people on this earth. There's so many people who don't, you see, who are not sick, who are not sick, completely healthy. But you see, so many dying, you see, by car accident, by other conditions. so many even today, you see, dying, so many healthy people. So, that, you know, who is completely healthy this morning, you see, that, even today, so many, you see, dying. So, actually, so these, you see, there are many healthy people, you see, you know, who are dying, you see, much faster, you know, you see, much faster, even today, there are many who are dying. then you see, you see, oh, we have sicknesses. so, so that concept, if you don't have disease, then you don't experience kind of death. So, you see, particularly, you see, cancer, AIDS, you see, only then dead, otherwise not dead. So that the point of what I'm trying to explain is so that concept is wrong. because in the reality, reality is not like that. there are so many others, you know, who are completely healthy, you know. You see, that, you know, died, you see, all, you know, even today, many are dying, and who died already. So, therefore, and this thing about, the death, it's a nature of the phenomena, it's part of nature, of, you see, after the birth, after, you know, birth, then there's that as a part of nature. Like even the plants, they grow and then die. It's a part of nature. I say, it's nature of the phenomena. So, it's up to our mind. It is up to our mind that, you see, we can, you see, what what makes what makes, you see, the death, what makes kind of real, something real, something real from its own side, is it something real death from its own side, or something serious thing, or something, you see, frightening, that our mind makes that up, our concept makes that up. And there's no such thing, there's no such such thing as death from its own side. There's no such thing as which is real death, true death, real death, you see, existing from its own side. There's no such thing. Something frightening, you see, there's no such thing from its own side. So our mind, our concept, you see, our mind makes it up. you see, so so therefore our mind, we can make it also, you see, very enjoyable within a transforming happiness, in happiness, you know, you see, very enjoyable, peaceful, you know, so, you know, exciting, you see, you know, happy part. So, you see, so, that our mind has all the potentials, all the hopes, you know, by, especially by having this precious human body, you see, and this, this gives incredible opportunity that, you know, the mind has all the potentials, and especially by having this precious human body, gives all the opportunities to, you know, to change, to develop our mind, and to, you see, to switch, you see, you know, to transform the concept of death, you see, from that something that undesirable, something, you see, fighting into, you see, you see, pleasant and happy part, you see, and most beneficial, most you know, we can make we can make the experience most beneficial, you see, for one's own mind, developing one's own mind, and most beneficial, you see, for all other living beings. So, so therefore, you see, what point that I'm making is, we should rejoice. We should rejoice. We should feel happy. We should rejoice that we lived such a long. We lived such a long. We lived. We're able to. We're able to live. You see, so far, say. you see, you know, that the death didn't happen. We have ever lived so long, so many years, and we should rejoice. We should, you know, rejoice this, and how fortunate, you know, how fortunate we are. and now we have this opportunity, you see, to say. to make, you see, you see, to, to, you see, to cure, to, you see, especially most important, to develop our mind, you see, to make all our experiences, you see, most beneficial, you see, to transform the happiness, everything, most beneficial for all living beings. So, so just in my own experience, that there's one lady in Canada, one business lady. Her name is Anne Kuhn. She makes up the idea of fashion, makes the you know, dresses, you know, fashion. So she does this business, and she gives a lot of lectures, and I think each hour, I think she used to make $1,000 or something by giving talks or something. so she got cancer, and she got cancer, and then so through some friends, some student sent message, you know, what she should do. So I sent suggest some one mantra to recite. Mantra, one particular aspect of Buddha, you know, one powerful powerful aspect, powerful one particular powerful aspect of Buddha. So she recited this, and then, you know, I suggested her to liberate, you know, animals. You see, animals were in danger to be killed. you see, danger to be killed, to buy and then free them, cost them long life. So anyway, she did. So I told her to do equivalent number of her, equivalent number of her life, you know, age. So actually she did 1,000 or 2,000 chickens, fish, many things. And she she feed, she, you know, she took care of them at the farm and gave food. And I think maybe some liberated in the water, or so worms, she buy worms, and she liberated around how, you know, house, out in the garden outside. So sooner or later, after she, sooner or later after she did this, she was in the hospital first, and then when she got the message, the doctor, the doctors told her that, she told, she explained to the doctor that she wanted to do these things, and the doctor said that if you have, if you believe in this, then you do it. Otherwise, you, they would advise, you know, how to stay in the hospital. Then, so she said she's going to do these things. She went to do these things, but after some time, then she went to the checking at the hospital, and she was completely recovered. Her cancer was completely recovered. And the doctors, they, in Canada, Canada Hospital, the doctors, they want to write a book about her recovery of cancer. So they could not, they could, you know, it became for them very kind of fascinating, or say, new phenomenon or something. So they, so then she said, she said, she would, you know, I will write the book by myself. She told the doctors. Then she came to then she came to Nepal to thank me. she came, so she came, and then she expressed that, you know, she said, gave him present the rest of the, her, she, the rest of the life, that, you know, that she was able to live. So anyway, then that's one. Then one Australian girl, I don't know her name. she's from Melbourne. Some number of years ago. so she did a she was in India. So she did some practice called this compassion Buddha's practice called abiding in the retreat. So it's 2 days retreat. She did with one of the senior Australian monk called Dr. Adrian. Now he's in Taiwan. he's the one that who was planning to build a monastery at Bendigo. So with him, he guided the retreat. So she did few retreats of this compassion Buddha in India. Then she did mantras, reciting mantra and blessing the water and the drink. So I don't know how much she did. So anyway, then after 1 or 2 years, I met her in London, and she was completely well, and she was married in London, and she looked very bright for me, completely well. Then there's another artist in Canada who lives in Canada. He's quite a well-known artist. So he had cancer. then another aspect of Buddha, long, not white Tara, but it's another long life Buddha, Buddha that who grants a long life, called Namgyalma, very powerful for purification. So he raised him to this practice, and he did, and other practices. And I think maybe after a few months, maybe 2 or 3 months, I don't remember exactly, his cancer was recovered. And and then as far as if I wanted to do so bad, I wanted to to for last few years, last 1 or 2 years, I to see, to meet the people and to do something, but didn't happen. And so one girl last year, one girl who just met Dharma, so I suggested her what medicine to be taking. I didn't meet her at that time, but I sent a message, met just short in the road. So she went to, she got the medicine from the Tibetan Medical Center. And then she took the medicine, which I suggested, and that that made her better from the symptoms, you know, the things coming out, those things. Then I think when she came to the West, she was quite new. So I think what happened is that the other people didn't have much, some people didn't have, you know, discouraged her to take the Tibetan medicine. So I think then she stopped. Now after she stopped, then she said that it's, you know, again, become worse. So that was that was the first in that small experience of the AIDS. So I left quite a bit the just my own idea by checking. So left at Majapahit in America, but didn't find the patients I didn't meet. but there's in Singapore last year or year before, I think maybe two years ago, there's one young Chinese boy. So he was sent a meditation from India, from his guru, from Dharamsala, by his guru. So the meditation is mainly on compassion. You know, actually, the meditation is taking other sentient beings, taking other living beings, you know, taking other living beings. They AIDS. they taking the other people's problems on oneself. The meditation is completely opposite to. I mean, the psychology is completely opposite to what common people expect. what common ideas do not receive disease from other people, you see. But here the meditation is, you see, out of compassion that you take other living beings, you see, or the AIDS and all the problems, take it on one's ego. The ego which creates all the problems, which brings all the problems. Then you see, you destroy the ego. You should root of the problem, the ego. so that, then you see, with loving kindness, you see, making charity, one's own body, one's own happiness, cause the happiness, all the, you know, good actions, so the positive energy, they made it to other symptoms. So this very special meditation, is taking other symptoms, rather being afraid of, you know, taking others, receiving others' problem on oneself. Here, without compassion, you dedicate yourself, you see, receiving, taking others' problems on oneself, and then you give your happiness, freedom from the problems, and you give your happiness in the body. You see, all good things to other beings. So he did this practice. So he got the instruction from the Lama. And then, so he did 4 days, this meditation practice, he did 4 days. And after 4 days, he went to hospital. And his AIDS was completely recovered. They could not find. The doctors could not find at all. And so I asked him, how many hours you did the meditation? So he says only 3 minutes, you know, one day, only 3 minutes. Only that, but But the point is that I think he did the meditation such a short time, you know, very little time. But what happened? what made him to be recovered so fast, you know, you see, the disease is because even though the meditation, that special meditation done such a, you know, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, that's a very short time. But what happened is, because even though he did such a short time, the compassion, the meditation caused to rise unbelievable compassion for others. So much compassion, incredible compassion to all the people who had AIDS, particularly, you know, all the living beings who had problems, particularly those who had AIDS. Unbelievable compassion. So during these meditation times, whenever he did meditation, so he, you know, he had to cry a lot, not because concerned of his disease or his death, because of others, you know, other so many other living beings having problems, those who have you know, AIDS. so unbelievable compassion reason, and you see, you know, say now cried so much, and also he during those times. He felt his guru. He felt his guru was around him. always with him. this boy, he has also very, very strong devotion. Very, very strong devotion. So, and that's the feeling. what he got, that he was guided. So, point that I was trying to make is what made him to recover so fast is mainly, you see. By his own mind, the great compassion, incredible compassion that he felt, even in meditation for a short time. that is the only one, 100%, you know, 100% that through meditation is completely recovered. And it's true. So I went a few times to Singapore and I meet him almost every time. So the he goes check to hospital again. So he said, even now he's very well. that the 100% I was cured was the you know, and that whom I saw, and so I this meditation is known to our to people who come to the meditation courses. This is not a secret or nothing. It is known meditation. Anybody who comes to the usual courses, the you know courses that which subject on the altruism, you know, called bodhicitta. to show some evidence, so I asked him to give me the copy of his meditation. This boy's in the meditation, what he did. So I have that copy of the meditation. Mm-hmm. So to show, you know, of the evidence. So anyway, so these are few points. The main point is that we should rejoice, they should feel very happy, and then they must be able to live long. You see, so many healthy ones died already, you see, even today. So we're extremely fortunate, and even though we have some, you see, what the doctors called, you know, the, some disease, but you see, that we have, we still have incredible opportunities, you know, to use this, what is called, you know, the disease. But using this to, you know, to develop our spiritual, to make spiritual progress, the good heart or the wisdom, to go from happiness to happiness, you see, from happiness to happiness, then you see ultimate, the ever release, everlasting happiness, ever release from whole entire, problem and causes, and you see highest happiness, highest happiness, you know, full enlightenment, highest happiness, true. That's the ultimate, you see, development, completion of the development of the mind. So, that is wrong. That is wrong. Only by having this particular disease, then that one experience death. Otherwise, one don't experience death. That's completely wrong. that what people usually think is that's a wrong concept. So now this gives us opportunity. This gives us opportunity to see the how you are to transform all the problems. in happiness, you know, by developing our wisdom and positive attitude. most important point of life, the death, even that will, you see, to make the most beneficial, most, you know, there's end of death, there's end of death and rebirth, you know, there's end of the whole entire problem with sufferings, there's end, you see. But while there's end, our mind can bring us to the end. It's our positive attitude, our wisdom method. but meantime, while we are developing our mind towards that goal, we have to go through this. So therefore, you see, even while we have the experience, but we make it. Since we have to go through this, we make it worthwhile, beneficial. We make it worthwhile, beneficial. You see, for not only for oneself, but beneficial for everyone, for every other suffering living beings. We make it beneficial. Because we use this as a cause of happiness for all. We use this as a cause of happiness for every other suffering beings. You know, to free them from all the sufferings and to bring them, temporal happiness and especially ultimate happiness. So that's my point. Yeah, so talk a long time. Thank you. I didn't exhaust you too much. Thank you so much. See you later.